Okay, let's get into Pesachim Daf Kuf Aleph. We're going to talk about Kiddush in Shul. Kiddush in Shul, that's today's discussion. And it starts on Kuf Amabez, says the Gemara. Osam b'nei Osam, Adam, Shekishu b'esach Nesses. Those people that make Kiddush in Shul. It's interesting lashon. It doesn't say one should make Kiddush in Shul. It doesn't say there was a takana to make Kiddush in Shul. It just says those people that make Kiddush in Shul. Oh, somebody Adam Shekish Beis Haknesses. Amarav, three shitas in the Amoraim. Amaravi de Yayin lo Yatsu. They were not Yotze Yidei Yayin. Meaning, if they go somewhere else to drink more wine, they have to make a new bracha on the wine. They are not Yotze with this bracha. Yidei Kiddush Yatsu, but they're Yotze Kiddush. Right, even though the Rashbam adds, Ava Bishalo Shasu, even if they didn't drink any of the wine, they're Yotze Kiddush. The Kaimalan, the Hamakadish, Sorach Sheyitom, Imlo Tam Elachan Mehem Yatsu Kulin Yechavasan, as the Rashbam says, even if only one person drinks, they're Yotze, as it says in Erevin. Miu Lachadchila, Sorach Sheyitim Ukulan. Lachadchila, though, there's a din that everybody should taste from the wine, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Mitzvah Min HaMufchar, V'lotzvichan Sula Akdusha Bebeisan. And they don't have to make Kiddush again in Shul, because Rav does not require Kiddush B'makom Se'uda, Kiddush in the place where you eat, and therefore Rav says, Yidei Yayin, they'd have to make a new bracha, but not Yidei Kiddush, they are Yotze. Ushmuel Amar, the second day, Af Yidei Kiddush Lo Yatsu. Ushmuel says, no, not only would they have to make a new bracha on wine, but they're not even Yotze Kiddush. Why? Because there's a requirement to have Kiddush B'makom Se'uda, and in Shul there is no Se'uda, so therefore you're not Yotze. What do you accomplish? The Gemara is going to ask that. Elo LaRav Lama LeLakdusha Bebeise, according to Rav, who you already Yotze Kiddush in Shul, so why would you have to repeat Kiddush at home? Kedei Lahotzi Banav B'nei Beiso. To your right, you're Yotze, but you have to be Motzi, your family, who was not in Shul. Was not in shul, and therefore you have to repeat Kiddush. Ushmuel lamale lekdusha bebekinishta. According to Shmuel, who it doesn't work for yayin that you have at home, it doesn't work for Kiddush. So why are you making Kiddush at all? Lamale lekdusha bebekinishta. La fuki archi midechovasan, to be motzi guests that happen to be in the shul. Da achlu vishasu begonu bebekinishta, that eat and drink and sleep in the shul, and therefore they don't have anywhere else to go. They have Se'uda with them, and therefore it is Kiddush B'makom Se'uda for them. Not our issue now. Tosfos discusses, are you allowed to eat and drink and sleep in a shul? We discussed that in the past. Tosfos says maybe it's the Chadarim Hasmuchim LeBeis HaKnesses. But anyway, this is Shita Shmuel, and Shmuel requires Kiddush B'makom Se'uda, and that's why you're not Yotze the Kiddush unless you have the Se'uda here as well. Later on, the Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan on the bottom, Af Yidei Yayin Am Yatsu. Rabbi Yochanan says, even Yayin, your Yotze Yayin, even though you moved, that Bar Paragafen would work for where you went. Okay, so this is the 3 days in the Gemara about Kiddush in Shul. The Rishonim quote Rav Natshrunoigon. Rav Natshrunoigon, Tosfos here quotes Rav Natshrunoigon in Dibur HaMaschil Yidei. Kasa B'Shem Rav Natshrunoigon, B'Tshuvos, Mikachim B'Beis HaKnesses. Rav Natshrunoigon seems to give a different reason of making Kiddush in Shul other than the one in the Gemara. The Gemara says they make Kiddush in Shul to be Motzi Archim. Rav Natshrunoigon says, no, you make Kiddush in Shul for Refua. For Refua. It's medicinal. V'nosein l'toch einav l'refua. You make Kiddush in Shul and you put on your eyes or in your eyes. Kid'amar brachas, like it says in Gemara brachas mem gimel. Psia gasa notelas echad mitafkuf ma'or einav. If somebody takes big steps, so then he removes 1/500th of your sight. Ve'imas v'hajule, and when does it come back? B'kiddusha de be'shimshi. Kiddush Friday night. And Rav Natshrunoigon understands that to mean Kiddush Friday night in Shul. And that is why Kiddush is in Shul for refua purposes. So some achronim say maybe dafka. It goes together with the archim because archim are the ones that took psios gasos that were traveling. So that's why dafka they need it. Okay, umiu bavia ezri. Let's just quote this now and then we'll get back to it. Kasuv dai refua matzil mevan b'kiddush mebeso. The avia ezri says okay Friday night kiddush, but it doesn't say in shul. You can do it at home too. The refua could come with a kiddush at home, and therefore there's no need to make kiddush in shul. But this is the day that's quoted of Rav Natshrunoigon. It's not 100% clear what type of refuah is it, and how does the refuah come? How does the refuah come? Some, again, it's metaphysical pashtus. It's not medicinal that dafka, the kiddush on Friday night, wine the rest of the week doesn't. So obviously there's something metaphysical here about the refuah. but it's not 100% clear which aspect of the Kiddush gives you the refuah. If you look in the Torah also, in Simon Reish Samach Tes, quotes Rav Natshrunoi Gon, and what he says at the beginning and at the end has to be put together. Rav Natshrunoi Kasav, Shemakachim Besak Netzes Avabishe in Ochlin Sham, even though you don't eat there. The Avabishe in Kiddush Al Makam Suda, and even though we pass Kiddush Makam Suda. So you're not Yotze Kiddush there, but there's a reason to make Kiddush. Rav Shmuel Gaon also seems to be holding there's no Isser of drinking before Kiddush. Because if you're not Yotze Kiddush, how could you drink wine before Kiddush? So he must hold that as well, which is not specifically our topic now. Rav Shmuel Gaon says, you make Kiddush in Shul. Mipnei shahat amas yayin shal Kiddush shal Shabbos refuahi. The tasting, hat amas, the tasting of the Kiddush wine on Shabbos is refuah. Umasha toam in kala tzibur, lo shechova hilatom. It's not a chova, ela shechova lishmoa Kiddush bilvad. That's the real chayiv. V'kivin sheshamu atzibur, hakiddush yatzi dechahasan, vein tzrichem litom, the yotze Kiddush, v'zeshem akadesh, v'nosein litzibur mishum refuah, litein alenehem, as Tosas quotes here. Hilka kivin deikam natzibur delesslu yayin, tiknu lakadesh v'dekreses ala yayin mishum refuah, ad kan. You want the people to have the refuah, even though they might not have wine at home. The Torah does not like this. V'kol devar v'temuim, Masha Kasav Shiyotzen Bishmiya below Ti'ima. The Torah does not agree that you're Yotze just by hearing it without tasting it. Tama Latzbacha. Hech Yotzen Afilu B'Ti'ima. Kiva Shiyotzen Makam Suda. Even if you would taste it, you're not Yotze. It's not a good Kiddush. Velo Ode L'Shasurin Litom. And it's Asura that I just referred to before. It's Asura to taste if you're not Yotze. V'gam Masha Kasav Shidikru L'Kadish B'Shim Refua. Zelo Matzinu. Shelo Tiknu Oso Elim Shim Archin. It's against the Gemara. V'kiva Teleka Archin Roy Ha'ishal Olakadish. Better not to make Kiddush, as we'll get to the Makam Suda issue soon. But first, let's talk about the refuah issue. The Beis Yosef here wonders, where does the refuah come from? Is it the tasting of the wine? It said on top, the first three lines, Hat amas yayin shel Kiddush, but then it says, Litein al einehem. So, which is it? So the Beis Yosef has three different opinions. The Beis Yosef says first, to Mashakasa betchila, Shatamas yayin akiddush refuahi viachar kach kasav, sharefuhi litin al enehem, vadai sharefuhi litin al enehem. It's obviously putting it on your eyes. That's how it works. Kemosha kasav asof, ela demishum, sha'al yedei shetoam emheim nosin al enehem, nakat beresha, shahatamas yayin shel kiddush refuahi. Well, the only way that they're going to get it into their hands and close to them is if they taste it. So if they taste it, then they're going to have the wine, they're going to put it onto their eyes. But really, the ikar is putting it onto their eyes. Well, lefizeh mutter l'toma kiddush, ava b'sheinu makam suda l'das rav natshrunoi. Right, according to him, he holds that you don't need kiddush, maybe you need kiddush makam suda, but if you have another tzarech, then it will be okay. One, inami, degam l'rav natshrunoi asur l'tom. Maybe he also holds kiddush b'makam suda is required, or you're not allowed to drink before Kiddush. So what about here? You're not tasting. When it says ti'ima, it doesn't mean taste in that sense. But ti'ima shehizkir laf ti'ima bepehi elo l'nesinas yayin al ha'inayim kari ti'ima. Your eyes are tasting the wine, not your mouth. So maybe that's what he means. And then wouldn't be a problem because you're not tasting it. There's no problem of Kiddush b'makam suda because you are not tasting it. The Maria, I mean, if that's the case, some Rishonim say, right, the Rivash writes in a tshuva, if you're not Yotze the Kiddush, right, the Rivash in Simen Mem, if you're not Yotze the Kiddush because you need Kiddush b'makam suda, then it's not going to be a refuah either because the whole refuah is Kiddush Friday night. But if it's not Kiddush because you aren't Yotze, then how could you use it for refuah? That's what he says here at Simen Mem, the Rivash. Hayachacham loes kiru el misham archim, as the tour said. V'gamim hayatam zeh nachan hayalam las kiru. Mikam acham nago lekadesh avishavat al tam atakana nishra v'emkoma. V'lo mebnei tam refua ki ein refua siba lekiddush el hakiddush kishenase ketikno b'makam seuda hi siba lerefua. When kiddush is done properly, it somehow is a metaphysical refua. Avalam hayisav rachal avatala. Refuah is tala, ain la. Right, if you're not Yotze Kiddush, there's no refuah. So, hard to understand that day of the Beis Yosef, the Rivash would argue on that. Right, it's only refuah if it is a real Kiddush. But that's the suggestion of the Beis Yosef. Then he quotes the Mahari Abuhav, who says maybe it is not about the putting on the eyes. Right, the first day it was, it's about putting on the eyes. You taste it, and then you put it on the eyes. The second day is that there's no tasting at all. You just put it on the eyes. Tasting your means the eyes should taste. And then the Beis Yosef quotes the Ma'ari Abuav. V'gon Ma'ari Abuav zal kasav. Shemash amar Rav Natshrunoi. Shat amas yayin shal kiddush refuah. Klomar. Shemiyad kishetoim shliach tzibur. Hakiddush miyad yesh bekan refua. Ava bishlo yasu davar. The refua is the kiddush. So it's the opposite. It's not putting it on eyes. It's not the tasting it. No, just making the kiddush on a cup of wine. Umashakaza vacharkach, umashatoamim, lomar, shemeacher, sherefua nasis miyad bishmiya, lomatsorach to yimas kolatzibur. That's the question that the bitter is asking. If, or the Rav Netzer is asking, if the refua comes miyad, why is everybody tasting it? Olafisha, he niresh, zosatima, he shalo yatsu, bekiddush kishashamu. And it sounds like you had to taste it because you're not yotze kiddush. We'll say, omar, lo shechovelito. Okay, it's an extra thing, but you didn't have to do it. And then he finally says at the end, the Efshar Gamkein Lefarish Sharafua Eina Elamash Amar Litain Alainayim Umash Amar Ebreshat Hat Amas Pirusho Kach Batimas Yanisho Kiddush Nasel Akos Kosho Rafua Litain Alainayim. You have to taste it in order for it to be a Koshal Kiddush, and once it's a Koshal Kiddush, then you can put it on the eyes, and in that way, be able to get the refuah. Okay, different day is about what the refuah is. The Bach says you need both. The Shita L'Ran in Shabbos, right, the Miuchas L'Ran, also suggests both opinions about what the refuah is. Yesh Marsh Mefarshim Kiddushasile Misrape. Aval Rav Amram Rav Yitzhak Geus Kasvu Deike Inshi Deshafu Einayu Bachamra Dekdush Vavdalta. Some put it on the eyes, right? Some have the minag on Havdalah, right? We by Havdalah, putting it in your eyes and your ears and your pockets, right? So this maybe this is where it comes from, at least the eyes. Because of Rabbeinu Yonasan, Tamisimin Miyayin Akidish Alinayim Toinain. Right, Rabbi Yonasan thinks that it's he doesn't like it, right? The Osulita Yain Otochayim, Rabbeinu Kemal Kehaguf, the Kaver Mishum Baltashchis. Rabbi Yonasan. So again, that's there's some counter pressure for this minhag. But either way, this is the minhag that's quoted in the Rishonim about refuah, some type of metaphysical refuah power of the kiddush on Friday night. But again, as we saw, the Avi Ezri in Tosfos says you get that power with the kiddush at home, not dafka kiddush in shul. So many do not have this custom. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch discusses something else. Related to refuah, if you look in the Ramah, in Reish Ayin Aleph Sifyud. Reish Ayin Aleph Sifyud. Right, says the, well, if you look back first, we'll get to the Shulchan Aruch earlier, in Reish Samach Tes, was the one that speaks about the Kiddush Bebeis HaKnesses. There, he does not mention anything about refuah. We'll read it soon. But the Ramah says here, in the Siman about making Kiddush, sitting or standing, and where do you start from? Ukishemaschil yitain einav bineros. The Ramah quotes, when you start Kiddush, look at the candles. Yitain einav bineros. Ubishas hakiddush bekoshal bracha. V'cheinir ali. Right, and look at the candles. Vahu, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Eliyahu Rabbah, Vahu segulas refua le'inayim, shako aidei psiagasa. Right, that. So we don't put it on the eyes, but at the time of the Kiddush, you look at the candles. And that's a skula from the Maharil. Umiyo medaktikim bazei kol kach, we're not so medaktik about this. So we don't do the putting the wine on the eyes, but we look at the candles. Okay, the separate issue here is the appropriateness of the Kiddush itself, bizman hazeh. Right, this was an issue of refuah. What about bizman hazeh? So we know that there is a requirement of Kiddush v'makom suda. It's a separate topic, but just to mention one point related to it, the Rashbam here quotes on what is the source for Kiddush v'makom suda. There's none in the Gemara, but the Rashbam has two days here. The Rashbam on Kuf Aleph Amun Aleph in Kiddush v'makom suda dichsi, because the pasuk in Yeshayahu v'karasa l'Shabbos oneg, you shall call oneg to Shabbos b'makom sha'ata korei l'Shabbos. In the place that you call Shabbos, Klomar, Kriya de Kiddush, Sham Tehe Oneg, the Karasa La Shabbos, where you call Shabbos, meaning Kiddush Oneg, that's where your Oneg should be. Umedrishu, and that is a Medrish. Number one. So where you call Kiddush, that's where you shall have your Suda. Inami Svarahi, or it's a Svara, Mide Ikvas Kiddush Al Hayayin. Since Kiddush is nikva on wine, kidaktari lakaman zachreyu alayayin, mistama alayayin shebesha suda hukva techashiv. Mistama, if you have to do kiddush on wine, so mistama, it's the wine during the suda, because the wine during the suda is the one that's chashiv, and therefore you have to make kiddush b'makom suda. The achronim say that maybe these 2 days of the Rashbam, lumdis is kiddush b'makom suda. Is it a din in the kiddush, or is it a din in the suda? Is it that your kiddush needs to be stabilized by a su'udah? Your kiddush needs to be anchored by a su'udah? Or your su'udah needs kiddush to make it more special, to uplift the su'udah? Right? Is it a din in the Kiddush or a din in the Suda? Again, it might be nafkaminis. Could you use mizonos? Machlokas, gaonim in the Gra. Could you use mizonos? Many people out of Kiddush just have mizonos. So if it's a din in the Kiddush, so maybe mizonos is good enough. It anchors it. It's strong enough. But if it's a din in the Suda, so maybe, you know, you'd have to have the Suda. Bread, you know, wouldn't be enough for it to have mizonos, right? Which would also have another nafkamina in terms of, let's say I have Kiddush and Shul and I have mizonos, do I have to repeat Kiddush when I come home? Do I have to start the meal with Kiddush? So again, there are a couple of reasons. Maybe one should. Many people don't make it, then you probably don't. But according to the Gra, you are in Yotze Kiddush B'Makom Suda. And therefore, maybe you should make Kiddush in order to be mechabed your Suda, even though you already will go to the Kiddush. But again, that might be the 2 days in the Rashbam here. It says, where you're making the Kiddush, you know, do it in the place of the Oneg. That sounds like it's in the Kiddush, it has to be anchored with Suda. The second day is that your Suda is Chashev, the wine during the Suda is Chashev, so do Kiddush there. So maybe it sounds like that's linked to the Suda. But either way, that's Kiddush b'makom Suda. So, ask the Rishonim, Bizman Hazeh, where often there are no guests in Shul, and there's never guests eating in shul, even if there are guests, you'll take them home. So what guests are in shul that won't have, that don't have kiddush and they have a su'uda? So because of that, says the Torah, today, nowadays, you're not being motzi anybody. So therefore, why make kiddush? Why make kiddush? And that's why the Torah says, the aisher chile avatline. If I had my druthers, if people listened to me, I would be mevatel the minhag of making kiddush in shul bizman hazeh. V'chein kasav rav hai shem ein sham archin ein makach beis haknesses. No, there's no kiddush beis haknesses. That is the Torah. If you look in the Rashba, some Rishonim, they defend the custom. The Rashba in Etshuv in Aleph Shin Chaf Gimel says that well, kiddush b'makom suda is etzarech derabanan. We'll get to this. This is a machlokas we showed him in the rush here. But the Rashba holds in Aleph Shin Chav Gimel. Aleph Shin Chav Gimel. Yes, it's Kasha. Alma Samchu B'daros Ha'elu. Shemekachim B'esak B'atik Knesios. What did they rely on? That they be Kiddush in Shul. Avag Abdullah Achli Taman Archim. Even though there are no guests. Taha in Kiddush Alam Makam Su. Devavi Brachal Avatala. Right? So it's a Brachal Avatala. Umitol Kach Olav B'daitcha. That's why the questioner to the Rashba says, well, maybe passing like Rav, that you don't need Kiddush B'makam Suda. But that's not true. That's not true. We do need kiddush b'makom suda. The ikar advarim elu mishum to kiddush b'makom suda. The kodem sheyochal eino dvar Torah says the Rashba. Really, the requirement is not daraisa. Ela shedivrei Torah lakadesh b'kedisaso veim tiknu ala suda. Midaraisa is just kiddush. Midrabanan. They said do it on the Suda. And because of Archim and Refuah, they said do a Pitzibur even without the Suda. V'yef shalom ar od. V'meikara tiknu l'kadish v'yitzak nasis v'yikara shal takanim mishum Archim avis. Yes, originally it was because of the Archim. Miyu mishum dezimna di'ika Archim tiknu l'kadish bein di'ika Archim bein deleka Archim. But still, the whole requirement is Drabanan. So Heimamr v'Heimamr, they said you need Kiddush b'makom Suda, and they said sometimes there is a Takana to make Kiddush in Shul, but they made the Takana even if there are no Archim. So the same Rabbanan told you need Kiddush b'makom Suda, say that sometimes you don't need Kiddush b'makom Suda, because this is the Takana. V'hanach len l'Yisrael sh'af al pi she'enan neviim, b'nei neviim, and therefore the Rashba says, just leave the Minog in place. That's the Rashba. If you look in the Ran also says this, but the Ran has a comparison. The Ran says, even though the reason might not apply anymore, there might not be guests, but we would still fulfill this custom. Why? He gives another minog of Friday night. Says the Ran, what about Bracha Me'ein Sheva? What about Bracha Me'ein Sheva? We say Magen Avos Friday night. Why did we institute that? Because we used to daven in the fields, and people used to come late, so if we would leave right after we finished the Shemona Esrei, so people would still be davening there. There's no Chazaras HaShas to catch up in. So that's why they made a Takana of Magen Avos. Nowadays, we don't daven in the fields, says the Rashba. It says the Ran. This is right at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim. Efsha d'archin mutarn shemitzvas harabim misha ochlan sham mikupa shal sakal shal b'nei o'ir. V'chulu. V'anu achshav. Af agav d'lo achli archin b'bei k'nishta. V'n aptina d'in k'nishta alba makam su'uda. Afilu hachin aktina l'k'nusha b'bei k'nishta. You still make k'nishin shul. D'kiva d'mei kara iskin misham archin. Amrin alei shatakanos chachamim k'vuosein. Right? It's a takanos chachamim. So even if the reason might not apply, it stays. K'dash k'chinan. B'me'ein Sheva, the Me'er of Shabbos, the Iskim Mishum Am Shebesados, Haboyim Bachrona, the people come late to the fields, B'yafilu Heicha Delesa Lehitai, Mekka going to Isnu Kulu B'Bei Kedishto, we're davening in Shul, I'm reading on Lake, even to Iskin. Right, it doesn't stop. And that's why the Ron says, just like Bracha Main Sheva, so too here. The Bach is not happy about that comparison. The Bach writing in Reis Lamed Tes says, wait a minute, like we said before, like we pointed out in the language of the Gemara, when it comes to Bracha Main Sheva, that was at the Takana Kavua, that the Rabbanan said, do that for this reason. Was there ever a Takana of Kiddush Beis HaKnesses? So the language of the Gemara is Osam Shekitshu Beis HaKnesses. So again, maybe the Ron says yes, but the Bach does not agree. V'kasha li dein adino doma l'raya d'memein sheva v'shliach tzibur shechozer atfila ashkuchan b'talmuda shetakanas chachamim hi aval kedushe b'bei kenishto laf takani yiklal ela me'atzmam nohagu k'demuchach lishna de talmuda osam b'nei adam shekitshu beis HaKnesses. Right, it doesn't say that there was a specific takana. Shamina lahedya de bein l'rava bein l'shmuel lo haisa takanas chachamim l'kedushe b'bei kenishto ela de l'rav nagukach.
And
therefore the Bach says there is a chilek between them. Lo Maisa, so it's a machlokas rishonim. What do we paskin? The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Samach Tes, Shulchan Aruch quotes the tour and says maybe it's better not to, the Shulchan Aruch says. He quotes the minhag of doing it in shul, and then he quotes the avagad. He quotes the Ron. The achshav avagad de lo achli orchem mekdishta lo bad la takana v'zeo tama mekom shenagol lekadosh beis haknesses aval yoser tov lahanik shelo lekadosh beis haknesses v'chei minhag eretz yisrael. Better not to, says the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the latter poskim, Rav Sternbach says in a tshuva, he says if you have a minhag in shul, pshara, don't be mevatel it. If you're starting a new shul, a new minyan, don't start. And he says, especially if you live in a community where you think that some people at home don't know all the halachas and might not make kiddush properly, then for sure you should have it. At least there should be yotzei. There should be yotzei. So he says, he has the shaila in Aleph, Reish Nun Hey. He says, it's Leinu, we don't make in the Kolel, he was still in South Africa at this time. Those shuls that wanted to be Mishan in the Minhag and get rid of Kiddush, he says, I scream, no, don't be Mavatal it. They don't know how to make Kiddush at home. We don't, because it's a new minhag and everybody knows. But he says, one shouldn't be mevatalit if already one has that custom. The Kiddush Makom Suda issue is a separate topic. Machokas here in the Rosh, whether it's a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan, but we'll have to leave that for another time. Okay, we'll stop here.